The Neighborhood School, September 14th, 2001. Dear families, this is not the letter I had in mind to write to you for the first letter of the year. I was going to write about how all the teachers came into school a week early, on their own time, eager to have everything in the classrooms just right for the children, fresh and clean and interesting, for a great new year full of potential for learning and for growing. I wanted to write about how eager the children were to be in class and to dig right into their studies. And I wanted to write about how great it was to see you and how I was looking forward to working with you this year. That was then, before Tuesday. And now, and it is different. I have to write about how, overlaid on an event of unspeakable horror, I found selflessness, love, and generosity. The instant this tragedy struck, parents came into the school, offering help, asking what they could do. Parents set up an information center, brought food, relayed messages to the classes, helped at lunch and recess, and managed the release of children to adults. They worked the telephones tirelessly, trying to locate parents and guardians who we knew worked in the Twin Towers or nearby, and making sure each child would be picked up by a grown-up. Parent after parent offered their homes to any stranded family or staff member. There was no way that Carmen, Emma, Noemi, and I could have managed the school and maintained such a smooth and calm environment without all the dear people who assisted us that day. People came who had witnessed terrible sights. I'm proud and grateful that our school could be a safe haven, a place to find some peace and relief, some strength from being together. As I walked from class to class, I saw children happily drawing, writing, reading, and working with each other. I am in awe of how the classroom staff could reach into themselves and find the strength to be calm and provide normalcy so that the day could be as regular, comfortable, and stress-free for the children as possible. Lastly, the parents' aid allowed us, one by one, to notify our families we were safe and find out about them. We were able to make arrangements for our children and to collect them. Words cannot express how thankful we are to be part of this community. Last night, our staff got together to discuss how we were going to help the children deal with what happened. We will begin the day with a meeting so that children can express their feelings and thoughts. We want children to know that we care and listen. We want to be able to answer their questions as best we can, and provide the correct information if they are confused about anything. We want to reassure them that we try as hard as we can to keep them safe and secure, as we did on Tuesday and every day. We want to be truthful and address what happened at their level of development. Importantly, we want to help them continue to develop caring and empathy. We want to continue to encourage the use of words to solve problems and instill the hope that groups of people and governments can use words to solve problems. If they would like to take action, writing letters, donating supplies, etc., we will help them. We, staff and families, need to look out for the physical symptoms of anxiety. Children may not be able to talk about their worries, and they can come out in the following ways: headaches, stomach aches, back aches, trouble eating or sleeping, nightmares, withdrawal, increased arguing, irritability, increased worry, loss of concentration, clinging behavior, refusal to go to sleep. We will provide materials for children so that they can work out and express their feelings through art, drama, and writing as well as discussion. Liz and Noemi will make coffee and open the PTA room for parents who want to gather. We will have counselors available for parents, as well as articles about helping your children through times of trauma. Finally, please notice the attached September calendar of events. Hope to see you at them. Judith.